Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Nito Art Shop and Sun King Brewery.
Hey everybody, I'm Chad Mills. This is Grover Peridot, and this is our WFY Small Studio session. We're going to start off with a track from my Two Places at Once album. It is a tune called Another Year's End.
Another holiday party, another year's end, and I sit here chasing ghosts again. All the ladies look pretty, and the gents in their hats, trading back laughter and looks, and that's where I come in. Just the way that I leave, wondering how long till I start to believe in me. And I see a few faces, we talk and that's fine, but they bounce like a pinball and I'm right all the time. Till somebody tips me, tipsy back then was the way that I coped, with the hope to pretend that everything's forgettable. The picture I see is kind of funny if you think about it, maybe just funny to me. Hours travel on like pages in a book, with glass eyes the troubadour sings, and he looks like a puppet on strings, maybe some kind else. I keep thinking I should say something to myself, cause the exit is easy, playing that to a T, but stepping out never turns back and considers me. Is a man dressed like me.
Thank you. So once again, this is Grover Peridot. Thanks for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
I hired Grover, I think it's been close to 9 years ago, to play on my Make the Door album. And we've been teaming up ever since. He played on my latest release on several tracks. We are going to try some new ones now on you. This next one is a It's actually a fictional song, but I've got a handful of these songs that are fictional, but I guess after a while of performing them, they become very real to me. I can kind of picture the whole scene playing out in this. It's a tune called Last Apology.
Did you listen to my message? Did you hear what it said? It's hard to sleep with your whispers screaming in my head. I have so many regrets, so many I can't list. I can't come up with a memory without your face in it. Hollow stands the shell of me. I'm ashamed, I'm sorry, this is my last apology. So I had to put some distance between your memory and I. So I drove straight through exhaustion until the tank was dry. With no money, nowhere to go, no ambition to move on. I hold up in an alley until my mind was gone. Back, don't remember why I left. Sometimes it's easier to get lost than it is to forget. I guess you never know how much it hurts till it breaks the skin. And the blood is on your shirt and panic's in the wind. Hollow stands the shell of me. I'm ashamed, I'm sorry, this is my last apology. If you never heard my message, I'll tell you what it said. There ain't a thing that I would not do to be in your arms again. But the silence carries answers as well as any word. A list is long of all my wrongs, but hurting you is first. Yeah, the list is long of all my wrongs, but hurting you is first.
Thank you so much. Again, that was Last Apology. This next one is, it's got many storylines, but predominantly it's about communication. So this one's called Seams.
It's just history. Days have passed. Our own history has moved fast. When moving seamless, so it seemed. Until history weaved a seam. Now, like patchwork all laid out, the linens lay flat, lays in down. And quiet ye will wait, and quiet at her pace. What you feel that brings the light when I'm lying there in the dark? Cut's been made and now it's out. I want my mouth against your heart. She may wheel as hurt seems spread across the field. So blame the seasons, blame the time. So loud it echoes in her mind. And there's a heavy in her chest, it's been made harder to say yes. Moving down to protect, moving down her neck is what you feel that brings the light. Well, I'm lying there in the dark. Cut's been made and now it's out. I want my mouth against your heart. It's what against your heart. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Well, thanks to WFYI and Melissa for having us here. It's been fantastic. I'm a huge fan of the program, so it's an honor to be in here. And thank you again to Grover for joining me today. We're going to do one more upbeat number, change things up a little bit. It's a tune about winter and some of the emotions it brings. This one's called Winter on My Mind.
The days are getting shorter, so here we go again. The thoughts it will get better come every now and then. You are not the only one that's been noticing that I'm already down, the cold's yet to move in. It seems the bright escapes me without notice at all. When the leaves take a different shade early in the fall, well, the doctors and friends alike descend and make the call, assuring incessantly that none of it's my fault. So I wait like a sheet upon the line. The diagnosis reads that it's only in my mind. And they can never explain, and I cannot understand why it always seems to feel like it's out of my hand. Am I getting older, man becoming man? And evolving, I try to fit inside another's plan. Do the demons that hang around define who I am? Well, I believe that I'd still battle if they melt back in the land. And the gray that goes forever is taking residence. The will is pulling out and the rush is more intense. So my mind runs the patterns over hills and around bends. Just how cold is the winter? I guess it all depends. So I wait like a sheet upon the line. The diagnosis reads that it's only in my mind. And they can never explain, and I cannot understand why it always seems to feel like it's out of my hands. Again this war till the one day we- take it anymore.
Thank you so much. Thank you again, guys.
Thanks for listening to this audio version of Small Studio. You can find the video at wfyi.org/smallstudio. Stay tuned now for an interview with Chad Mills from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.
Chad, who was it or what was it that caused you to pick up a guitar and start singing?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure that it was kind of a decision on a whim that I made when I was a junior in college that I was going to learn how to play guitar. I never did got involved with music growing up or anything, so it was kind of a strange decision. But I always enjoyed singing along with the radio, and I started to have enough people tell me that I sound like the artists that I was singing that I thought if I could learn an instrument, then I could perform these songs. So that's where it started.
And then it kind of caught fire because you, at one point, you were performing everywhere.
Yeah, I've had some pretty busy years. Yeah.
What was it about that performing that just made you want to get out there and do it so often? You have a full-time job and everything else.
I do, yeah. Just connecting with people, particularly in listening environments. I think that's the best thing about playing music is having a connection with an audience member.
Do you have any favorite places to play or audiences to perform in front of?
As a songwriter, certainly listening rooms are better. They've started, house concerts have been a popular thing in recent years, and those are probably some of my favorite shows to play just because it's so quiet and everybody's tuned in. And I mean, that is about as intimate of a connection, I think, as you can get performing.
And Grover, how did you get involved with Chad?
Well, I was playing in a modern dance company called the Recollective Company, and Chad's sister was in it, and she introduced us. And then about a year or so later, he hired me to work on his album, Make the Door. And we've had a happy musical relationship ever since.
It's kind of an interesting combination, cello and guitar. Mm-hmm. Why?
I can't really think. I mean, I had a couple songs on my Make the Door album, and I'm not really sure where I came up with the idea for cello, to be quite honest. But I knew I wanted strings in it. I think Ben Solee, I saw him play and really enjoyed his stuff. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's a fantastic songwriter who plays cello. Like, instead of a guitar, he's got a cello. So I love the sound. I fell in love with the sound of the cello. And like I said, I had a couple songs on my album that I knew I wanted strings. And knowing Grover's reputation, I approached him one night, I think at Locals Only, and asked if he would play on my album.
And then once you two started playing together, did that inspire you to write more music that would include the
Absolutely,
cello?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, he was kind enough to play the album release party with me. And then subsequent to that, we started doing a lot of stuff as duos. I just really love the way the guitar and the cello mix. We were talking earlier about I write a lot of sad songs, which I think lends to the sound of the cello very well. Mm-hmm. I just love the way it sounds.
Speaking of which, album 9, Love and Loss.
Yes.
Kind of a sad cover.
Half of it. Half of the songs are about people in my life that I've lost, and the others are inspired by those I love.
Is this just a progression of what's happening to you in your life that you came to this point with this, or was it working with the cello and that type of inspiration?
I think probably more where the stage of life I'm in. I tend to write about personal things, experiences that I have, and I think that album captures a lot of just what I've been going through the last few years.
And Grover, since you've been performing with Chad, have you made changes to the music that you perform, that you do outside of your work with Chad as well?
Well, yeah. You know, the cello lends itself to all kinds of different musical hats. Sometimes I play bass on the cello. Sometimes I play lead guitar parts. Sometimes I play backup vocals. So after working with Chad for several years, you know, I'm able to take that style and kind of integrate it into other things that I do. So it's been great.
And what is the reaction from people when they see the two of you performing together?
Well, sometimes people come up to me and say, I've never heard anybody play the cello like that before, which is great. And go ahead, Chad.
Well, we joke that we played for, I think, about 6 years together with two other guys, Bob Stewart and William Rood, in a four-piece Americana roots rock band called the Upright Willies. And we joked about, a lot of times we'd walk into a bar and people would see an upright bass coming in, a cello, and wonder what they're about to hear. So we joked about some of the looks we would, strange looks from people that we would get.
It's fun.
And I know you took a little bit of a break at one point from performing a lot.
I did.
What did you accomplish? What you wanted to accomplish when you took that time off?
I did. I'm in a much better place now. I used to play on average 2, 3, 4 times a week on top of, you know, family, full time job, and I got in the habit of saying yes to anything that would come my way. You know, because it's a therapeutic thing for me to do, to play music, of course, but it also helps generate income for my family. So I just got in the habit of saying yes to everything, whether I knew it was going to be a bad show or not. I knew it was going to be an opportunity for me to earn some more income, and I just got to the point where I was getting really burnt out. And so I took a break, a few months off, and that was great, having my weekends back, you know, spending time with family. And then as I moved forward, I just started being more selective about some of the opportunities I would take. And it's been much better for me the last 12 months or so.
And what will the two of you be saying yes to in 2018?
Yet to be determined. Yeah. I'll continue playing with Grover as long as he's playing music.
Yeah. And right back at Chad. I mean, anytime he asks me to play with him, I'd be happy to do so. It's very rewarding. And, you know, like you said, playing some of these shows is very cathartic, and it just feels good to get out there and throw down some energy.
Yeah. It's getting time for me to start releasing some music again, so I'm sure we'll not only be performing live, but hopefully he'll join me in the studio for some upcoming projects.
Great. Well, look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.